Well, he certainly will be.
The school building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Weapons by Howell Mooney, directed by Neil Kowalski. Live from Radio Coat 24-hour newsroom, January 26th, 2013.
Are you going in to waive your annual discharge requirements?
Nah, what else? Isn't that what everyone's doing these days?
Well, I couldn't help noticing your pay stubs and all that.
Apparently,
they've just gotten tougher about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. They might give you a really hard time. You got all your documents?
Well, I think so. I'm pleading hardship, so I've got my bank statement, pay stubs, and letter from employer. That's just ridiculous.
It really is.
I can't be bothered to pay this person enough, so don't force her to buy this. Come on, who can afford to buy 500 rounds a year? Well, gun nuts, that's who can.
Well, that's grocery money. Thank God I have enough money for groceries and then some. Some people aren't so lucky.
I know, it's such a racket.
And now, with all those illegal dumping of ammunition laws, that was certainly rather clever of them, wasn't it?
I know, wasn't it? Jeez. I was dumping forever, even after they passed the law. And then at some point I said, you know what? I'll just put in some time at the shooting range and stay out of trouble.
Ooh,
whatever.
You know, you really gotta be careful.
Like they're out to get me?
They're out to get everybody. You have to take it seriously. I'm talking fines, jail time. They're really cracking down. Me, I'm not even here for a variance. I'm just updating my records in person because I missed the mail deadline. That wasn't smart of me.
Cracking down? But what could I... Oh, wait. Hey, Mitch. What's up, sweetie? Uh-huh. Yeah, I have it.
I've overrided.
Really? Well, that's creepy.
And you'll be asked.
Okay. Well, thanks. Love you.
28.
So that was my boyfriend. I already had my passport just to be sure, but he was warning me that they gave some woman grief, someone born here. They were giving her grief on her citizenship status when she came in to waive her requirements.
Well, I rest my case. All I'm saying is that irregularities can get you in serious trouble. They've beefed up everything. The personnel and process this stuff are actually federal workers. It's a tiny slice of the good old Department of Homeland Security.
Well, all right. I don't think I have anything to hide. I guess now that I'm here, well... So are people just going to keep shooting at, you know, rocks and trees so they can turn in their empty shells but don't have to pay the outrageous shooting range
fees?
Well,
yes.
Well, it's all controlled by three corporations.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, they ran it in the Times. Basically, three corporations controlling all of these shooting ranges. Oh, did you see the thing on Fox where they came up with that statistic that a much smaller percentage of gun deaths now were murders? So yippee for fighting crime.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. There's three times as many gun deaths, of course. Actual murders are about constant.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised. So what do you do? By the way, I'm Suzanne.
Oh, sorry. I'm Amy. Pleased to meet you. I'm getting my master's in social work while I work as a paralegal.
I'm in PR. I've actually had a couple of gun people tap me for help, believe me.
Well, they need all the help they can get. Are there any out NRA members anymore?
Oh, I think they're all underground by now.
Well, they have an NRA, of course. They lobby in Washington.
Yeah, you know, influential, but it has to be behind the scenes, you know. Lives in undisclosed bunker, and they never appear in daylight.
Where'd old La Pierre end up? Chile?
No, I think it was Argentina.
Good riddance. Am I really an idiot to be in here fighting the requirements? I am, aren't I? I mean, in terms of time spent, I should just be, you know, buying my bullets, shooting up garbage piles, and getting it over with like a good little citizen.
Frankly, I think that makes the most sense.
Sometimes I just get so tired of giving in and giving up because it makes the most sense.
Well, I had two children and a mortgage. Some things make it easier to give in.
I don't know. I mean, I took half a day off of work, So I'm betting something over $100 that I can get out of paying $500. That's not completely insane, is it?
Well, it's about the odds. A year ago, I would have said go for it.
But it's not just about the money. This is completely absurd. Someone's got to take a stand.
Well, it's a tough road. I hope you've chosen your battle.
Battle?
All I can tell you is what I know. What I know is it's all out, no mercy at this point, bludgeoning them into submission.
Them meaning
us.
Us.
Us, right.
Hmm.
Do you take a lot of stands?
Well, I guess I do. At my last job, there was this really disgusting, creepy guy with big, baggy eyes, and he would just drop these double entendres into the conversation and, you know, just land on them as often as he could. So I didn't want to take the bait and get called paranoid and oversensitive, so I came up with my own double entendres. Some of them were actually pretty good. And I would roll my eyes over meaningfully at him. You know, two can play that game. Passive-aggressive little shit. So before I knew it, I was getting called in by my supervisor.
Well, you know, Jerry says you're not taking criticism well, that you're not being a team player.
Well, no. Not exactly. I mean, I was so miserable I quit. Maybe I dodged getting fired. But I think what really felt good was that I fought back.
Well, you did. You did fight back. Maybe that was the right battle then.
Yeah, I do what I can. I've campaigned a bit against police brutality in the neighborhood. I suppose that could make me a few enemies. Hell, half of my future job will be cleaning up after the police. But it always feels good to do the right thing. So you think I'm just getting myself into trouble unnecessarily?
Well, good grief. I'm not your life coach here. All I know is my own experience. Maybe I'm just paranoid. You know, my mother lived in East Germany after it was partitioned. This was before she escaped to the States and had me.
Really?
Yeah. She told me some pretty unbelievable stories, outrageous rules and regulations. Just little tripwires, you know, to catch you and pull you into the spotlight where the government could keep prodding and examining you. The reason I'm saying this is some of the things I'm seeing recently feel very familiar. It's a little spooky. Mom once told me about when she violated rations. She got some black market sugar with a friend. But for years after that, years, she swears she saw the same man following her, taking note of what she was doing, where she was going. One day, she realized she hadn't seen him in a while, and that was that. Pure messing with her head, nothing more to it. What if she was imagining things? It still tells the same story. The authorities, they're just playing games. Governments like to do that. Sometimes it's just that and nothing more. And sometimes they follow you because they truly want to find a way to suck your lifeblood out of you.
You think I should just go for a nice lunch and finish out my day at work?
Well, you do what you feel is right.
All right, I'll go ahead. Try not to think about it too hard. So all those movies about the communist era are pretty accurate.
Well, like I said, I wasn't there.
My boyfriend, he's a big World War II movie buff. He watched Inglourious Basterds 5 times.
You didn't indulge him 5 times, did you?
No, of course not.
All right, I feel better.
Number 71?
Yeah, we have some things we can watch together. We like to geek out on some fantasy stuff. He's actually really good with romantic comedies.
Number 71.
Oh, wait, that's me.
All right, good luck.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'd like to waive my annual discharge requirement.
This isn't complete.
Not complete? What's it missing?
Pay stubs, bank statement, letter from employer.
Well, it's got all that, hasn't it?
To grant you a waiver, I need proof of hardship.
Well, those are the documents you need, right?
No, no proof of hardship.
Those documents
proof
don't...
Proof of hardship is another form. You gotta go to the other side of the building for hardship claims, other side of the building.
Well, what's this here?
This isn't hardship claims.
This is
variance and waivers.
Well, okay. Do you grant variances and waivers based
on
hardship?
Yes, we do, but you need a hardship form. The form is the one I told you. You have to listen. Hardship claims other side of the building over there.
Well, all right, but I'm thinking I can...
I can't do anything for you without a hardship form.
Fine. Let's say it's not a hardship. I mean, it's a hardship, but I...
But what?
I have to spend another 2 hours going from...
Don't tell me about 2 hours, ma'am. I don't make the rules. The rules are that you have to submit a hardship form, hardship claims, and that's what I'm asking you for. You go, you get the form, and then we talk.
Do I lose my place in line?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, it is a hardship, but... Maybe I can qualify some other way and do this in a reasonable amount of time.
What do you mean?
I've been going to the range and shooting for the last couple of years, so I can expend all those bullets, and it's really starting to add up.
I don't set the prices, ma'am. The prices are set by the owners of the ranges.
Well, I'm sure they're glad for your help anyway.
Hang on. I'm here to enforce these rules, and you're not going to pull a fast one on me. Is that clear? We have to keep track of all of these bullets because there are lives at stake. If you put something past me, it's my ass. I have a job to do. Now, you just pull yourself together, wipe that smirk off your face, and let's figure out what your situation is. I don't have time for games.
All right.
Now, I see you bought a box of ammunition last February. According to the serial numbers, one of the bullets you bought was used to kill Sergeant Joseph Ramirez of the New York City Police Department on March 21st. Would you care to explain how that happened?
What?
It's a simple question.
But I can't answer. I'm supposed to be able to... Wait, just I haven't killed a police officer. That's ridiculous. I would never kill somebody.
Well, can you reproduce receipts from shooting ranges? That might help you.
Wait, you don't have the right. Wait a second. Well, no, I didn't use any of those bullets at the range. I just started going to the range 2 months ago.
Then how did you use up the bullets?
I dumped them.
You dumped them? You dumped them after it became illegal?
Wait, no, I certainly didn't kill anybody.
And you didn't fire any of these bullets before March 21st?
No.
So you just lied to a federal worker.
What are you doing?
I'm calling in the police.
But this is ridiculous. I haven't done anything wrong. I've been... You can't interrogate me. I want a lawyer.
Too late. You're wasting my... No, you sit right back down. You're not going anywhere.
Is he coming to...
Miss, you are under arrest. Anything you say or do may be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to consult an attorney before speaking to the...
This has been Weapons by Howell Mooney, directed by Neil Kowalski, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Irene Siegel as Amy, Donna Brent as Suzanne and the Clerk, and Scott Chibnick as the police officer. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at coopthetreeast.org.